From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson, along with Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Coming up, regional reaction after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's surprising victory in the elections yesterday. But first, just moments ago, the Federal Reserve wrapped up a two-day meeting in Washington and, as expected, dropped the word patience from its statement about when interest rates might go up. But the Fed also said it won't hike rates until it sees further improvement in the job market. So what does that mean? Joining us with answers is Diane Swonk. She's chief economist with Mesirow Financial in Chicago. Diane, what is the headline here?
Well, I think the Fed sort of did the hokey pokey and ended up where they started in the whole process, and that is we'll raise rates when we think we have to. The overall statement did drop patience, but said, hey, we're not going to do it anytime soon. This doesn't mean anything about timing. Just get that out of your minds. We just want to get rid of this word.
And they said that they're not likely to raise rates at the next meeting in April, which I don't think many people thought that they were going to do that anyway. But what they did say is that they're going to wait until further improvement in the labor market. That's a more dovish position than some people were expecting.
It is. Also, their assessment of the overall economy. We know we've had weather-related losses, but we don't know how much of it's weather-related. And they've revised down their forecast for overall economic growth. They brought down their forecast on the Fed funds rate. Some of that is because the mix of people who were at the table today are different than they have been. But I think it's really important to understand that this is a Fed that's still extremely dovish. They're willing to provide support for the economy. They're trying to move to something that is some semblance of what we used to think of the Fed in terms of levers and rate hikes and reductions rather than balance sheet stuff, but we're still a long way from getting there.
What about those who fear, though, that the economy will overheat? We just saw the jobs report come out last couple of weeks, better than expected. Some are thinking it's time for the Fed to be raising rates.
Well, the key issue, I think, is that not only is inflation still too cold, the porridge is too cold in this economy, that although the labor market is healing, we're finally beginning to see the healing we should have seen several years ago. This has still been a very subpar recovery, and the Fed has made it clear that they'd be willing to allow the economy to catch up. And in fact, in their statement today, they said, listen, rates are going to be lower than we ever thought in the past for a longer period of time, even as we begin to raise rates, because we think the economy needs some time to catch up. And there really just isn't signs of overheating out there. There isn't signs of, you know, people bidding up wages like crazy and bidding for workers, which was the glorious period of the late 1990s. There is still a lot of sign of people having to take part-time instead of full-time. And although the labor market's improving, the Fed has said, not enough yet.
And when we look at the stock reaction to what has just happened from the Fed, the Dow Jones Industrial Average now up 124 points at 17,973. It was down before the announcement. Now it's up quite substantially. What does this mean for the stock market and for the housing market, the news from the Fed?
Well, right now I'm looking at the 10-year yield is below 2% on the Treasury bond. That means declines in the mortgage rate as well. And so I think what we're going to see is a nice catch-up in housing activity, particularly in prices. That's where the pressure is going to be this year. But you are going to see housing momentum pick up this year because you're going to see we've got better jobs. The quality along with the quantity has improved. We still got more wage gains to see. We'll see some of that this year. All of that, even if rates begin to pick up a bit, is still going to be very favorable for housing. And, in fact, that's one of the things the Fed needs to see as well. The housing market got us into this mess, and there's got to be more healing in the housing market before the Fed takes any kind of proverbial punch bowl away.
How do oil prices fit into all this, and did they fit into the Fed's thinking at all about what to do with interest rates? We're now at fresh six-year lows in oil prices.
Well, the oil price issue is important because two factors. One is it's great news for consumers, but we've yet to see a lot of that great news. We've seen some of it in the second half of 2014, but the consumer stalled out a bit at the beginning of the year, end of 2014, beginning of 2015. Partly weather, but we don't know how much of it's weather. The employment looks like it's still there. They should be spending, so it should come back. But until it does, this is a Fed that needs to see the reality, the proof in the pudding of that activity. And so until they see the spending related to oil prices, they won't be able to raise rates. They also, low oil prices means low inflation. There's spillover effects to other prices. There's momentum to high inflation feeding high inflation, feeding low inflation. And so the low inflation environment is clearly one of the issues keeping the Fed on the sidelines. It's one of the things that's got to chill and hopefully a more positive for the economy coming through in oil prices down the road.
Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial, on the news just out moments ago from the Federal Reserve. It says it is unlikely to raise interest rates in April and won't do so until it sees further improvement in the job market. Diane, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.